Welcome to Just One More Story, a weekly podcast that covers unique and interesting stories. Although each story is different, they all have one thing in common. They are all as entertaining as the host himself. His straightforward approach to the craft of storytelling is a refreshing change and an inspiration to all. With that, here's your host, George Walters.
I remember one time I talked to my dad about wanting to be a farmer. I said, "Dad, I really would like to become a farmer like you, but thinking about things, I found it would take me around 10 years or so to learn the tricks of the trade. And heck, I'll be around 30 years old by then." He smiled and looked at me and then said, "Well, that's true, boy, but chew on this for a spell. How old will you be in 10 years if you don't become a farmer?" In other words, if you're going to do something, time hasn't got nothing to do with it. If you really want to do something, then do it before it's too late. Something like this podcast, some have asked, "George, you're getting up there in years. Are you sure you want to put yourself through all the work it will take to make this show successful?" When I'm asked things like that, I smile and say, "Yep, I'm always open to new challenges. It's what keeps me young." Anyway, let's get on with the story. I have written stories about stores that I have visited, but on this day, some events that took place stuck with me, and, well, I thought they were worthy enough to be told. The story is called Car Wash. I hope you enjoy it. Whoever put my car washing brush away last year forgot to shake the water out of it. Caused it to freeze and split. It's good for nothing now. "Well," said my wife, "you're the only one that uses it." "Oh, sure. Always blame it on me. Anyways, I guess I'll have to go to the department store and pick up another one." "Why don't you just go to the hardware store? It's closer." "I'll probably get a better deal at the department store." "Okay, whatever." With that, I jumped in my truck and headed off down the road. On arriving, I pulled into the parking lot and couldn't find a spot anywhere. "Darn," I thought, "doesn't anyone work nowadays?" After about 15 minutes, I saw one, parked the truck, and went inside. Now, where would a car wash brush be? Well, if I owned the place, I would put it in the car section. I walked up and down about 10 aisles without success, and finally decided I had better ask someone. If I don't, I could be here all day. After a bit of searching, I spotted a fellow up on a ladder moving things around. He looked nice enough. "Hey there, young feller. Would you..." He didn't let me finish my sentence and said, "Hang on, I will only be a couple minutes." "Well, I..." "Hang on," I said, "I'll be right down." Okay, and I went on looking at things, pretending his attitude didn't bother me. After 2 or 3 minutes, he came down and asked, "Now, what can I do for you?" "Well, as I was trying to say, I just wanted to know where the car wash brushes are located." "Not in yet. They won't be in for another week or so." "What?" I said, looking mystified. "Don't anyone wash their car in the spring anymore?" "I don't make the rules. I just work here." I grumbled a bit, but I knew it wasn't his fault. Big department stores. "Well, I guess I'll have to go and see Jim at the hardware store, if he has one." I scratched my head. If I remember correctly, someone told me to go there in the first place. It wasn't long, and I was at Jim's store and went inside. "Hey, Jim, you back again?" he said. "Can't get enough of this place?" "I need a new car wash brush. Quit socializing. You got one?" "Sure, sure, over here. What size do you want? We have long ones, short ones, your choice." "Why don't they just make one?" I asked. I suppose that would be too simple, wouldn't it? "Hey, by the way, do you carry these brushes all year round?" "Sure, why do you ask?" "Oh, no reason. Just wondering. Give me the cheapest one." "How much will that be?" "And don't overcharge me. You know I'm living on a pension." "I know, George. How about $8? $8, egad. Look here, I have to make a living too," Jim said. "How about I give you $5 and we call it square?" I handed him a $5 bill and left. "George, you forgot to pay the tax. If you like the government that much, you pay them. I don't." I looked back and I could see Jim laughing, shaking his head. Just to let you know, I wouldn't take Jim for the money. We just have an understanding. I got home, hooked up the brush, and it worked like a charm. In about a half an hour, I finished up. There you go, dear. The car is washed. So what's your plan for the rest of this beautiful summer's day, she asked. I'm going to have a nap. Wake me up in the fall. Now that we're nearing the end of my podcast, I would like to mention that all my stories are also available in books. Each book consists of over 50 short stories. If you would like more information regarding my books or podcasts, you can email me at any time at stories@keepingnotes.com. I'll get back to you. Along with that bit of information, I would like to let you know about Patreon. Patreon is a membership platform that makes it easy for those that want to know more about artists and creators like myself. It's a simple way for me to promote my books along with my podcasts and a place for those that want to show their support. You can find Patreon by going to patreon.com/justonemorestory. All one word, no spaces. You can also listen to my podcasts on Google Play Music, Google Home, TuneIn, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, CastBox, and The Walters Post. And if you enjoy my podcast, share them with others or tell a friend. In doing so, it will help me to make more podcasts for all to enjoy. And finally, I would like to thank you for listening. And don't forget to tune in every Friday for a new episode of Just One More Story by George Walters.